Thanks, y'all. It's great to be here.
Well, this is Amy Ray's band that we're here with. You uncorked it with a good one there. Yeah, that song is a pretty amazing song. I was drawn to it as soon as I heard it. I mean, it's a great song just to listen to, but when you actually start paying attention to the lyrics of the song, it really deals with something that, on some level, we are all struggling with right now in this country, which is finding some place, even if we disagree, that we can still deal with each other and admit that we actually like each other.
Right. Admitting that we like each other is hard right now.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I live in a very rural area in the North Georgia Mountains. It's pretty conservative. I've lived there about 25 years, and I went to camp up there when I was a kid. And I'm really a country girl, like rural. You know, I like the woods, and I really just like being there. And I feel like, you know, it's okay. Like, you can be any way you want to be in any kind of landscape. You can be conservative and be a city person, or you can be liberal and be a rural person. And we've just been so divided and so polarized from our neighbors. And, you know, this song deals with the things that I have trouble with racism in my town. But it also is saying, like, I know you have it in you to be better than this. Like, you're the people that we get together and clear the roads when there's an ice storm, or we raise money for the homeless people, or we serve in the soup kitchen on Thanksgiving. You know, it's like, these are the folks that I know do good things. And so I feel like we need to be able to just talk to each other, if, you know, and be civil, and then open our minds up and not judge each other. When I moved up there, I was very, like, you know, judgy about just seeing people, oh, I bet they're this way or whatever. I had to learn a lot, you know, and even though I was like that kind of person, rural, and, you know, just really digging, being up there in the woods and hiking every day, you know, I would let my fear get the best of me and assume the worst about somebody before I even knew. And I think I learned a lot just being up there and just being around people and trying to open my mind up a lot, you know, and I hope that we can, in time, you know, heal through all this stuff that we're in and that we have been in for a long time, actually. This polarization, it isn't just in the last few years. It's been happening for a long time.
You know, whenever I was listening to this song, I thought, well, this isn't the first time I've heard you deal with the struggle with your Southern roots. And certainly other artists have done this. We were talking a little earlier that Jason Isbell has certainly dealt with this. And as a Southerner, it really gives you the opportunity to crawl into the other person, because you do know what the experience is of growing up. Does that give you the opportunity to really examine that in a less, you know, stereotypical fashion?
I mean, I hope so. I mean, I'm a white Southerner from five generations of Southern people on both sides of my family. And there's a lot of skeletons that aren't even in the closet. You know, we fully know exactly what we did and what's gone on in the past. So I hope it gives me a perspective to be able to be on the inside, but also look at myself and examine my own racism and where I've come from and the way I was sheltered when I was young and just what it took to understand. And I'm still a student of that. You know, it's very different to be a person of color in the South, of course, and all the things that they see, you know. And I, you know, often have a lot of dialogue with my friends that are, you know, coming from a different place, people that I know that are Hispanic or Black or even Asian, and just kind of what their experience is, when we can have like open talks about it. So I learn a lot, I think, constantly in that context.
Well, I'm curious, you know, you grew up in a very conservative area. Your family was pretty conservative, very religious, right?
Yeah.
And I read somewhere that there was a point, you know, anybody when you're 16, 17, 18, you're mostly carrying the ideals of your family. It's what you know. And at some point, as you maybe you hit college or you start moving out of your family's home, the world opens up, or the potential for the world to open up is there, and things affect you. What changed you from somebody who was at one point very conservative to somebody who was not very conservative?
You know, I think it was probably a series of events, but I was like a, you know, I went to church 3 or 4 days a week, and I was very like immersed in that. But it was a conservative church, Methodist, but it was also pretty, the youth ministers there, most of them for the most part, were pretty good at being able to hear questions and doubts and all that. But my parents were very conservative. They were very loving and generous, and they encouraged us to tithe and to be part of the community. But they were conservative politically. I think it was just my teachers. I had a history teacher that really took me to task a couple times. I used to argue with him all the time. And he was like, you don't know what you're talking about, you know, and like just made me read more and look more between the lines and just read more books. And I had an English teacher that was the same way. And I think there was just a point when I took the Reagan bumper sticker off the Camaro and that was it, you know. Yeah, it's much to my dad's chagrin, I'm sorry to say. But yeah, and I think, you know, and my parents over time really grew in a lot of ways too around gay issues, because all three of their daughters are gay, and my dad and my mom had to come a long way through the church and neighbors that and friends that kind of disowned them, and you know, to come to the place where they were really like supportive and super awesome and just but still politically conservative but just super awesome about life and feminism and actually race and just a lot of things socially.
You know, the when you have children, there's a lot of things that are going to force you to look in the mirror and say, you know, I don't know everything. And I know you have a 4-year-old daughter, and in connection to this album, you were talking about wanting to keep a sense of curiosity and an openness. And I'm wondering, like, how do you do that? How do you stay optimistic? You have a daughter. You're looking at the future. I think you've captured some of that in this album.
I'm not always optimistic. I think part of it is I let myself be totally negative and cynical sometimes and just spout off, you know, with these guys or at home, you know. But I know in my heart of hearts I'm a very idealistic and optimistic person. And I don't know, I find good in people, you know. I really do. I have a friend who's my best friend, and she's like that, and she's taught me a lot, and she's like a mentor, and she just, no matter what, she can find a good in someone, and it's just beautiful. And I just sometimes, when I don't know what to do, I think about her. I think, what would Tanner do right now? You know, she would probably smile and just try to be curious about why that person feels the way they feel, you know. And a kid is like that too, you know. Kids ask a lot of questions when they turn 4 and on through their early years. They just ask you a lot. And then I guess I've heard when they're teenagers, they tell you a lot. So we'll see. I'm going to see what happens at that point. But right now, she's just asking me about everything. And sometimes it's like big stuff, you know, like, what is this word God that people keep talking about? Or like, you know, why does that person not want to play with me anymore? Like, I have some neighbors that won't let their kids come down to the house anymore because they caught on to the fact that Ozzy's got 2 moms. And she just, it broke her. I didn't tell her the real reason. She's just too young, but it really was hard for her when they won't play with us anymore, right? So things like that are kind of big, you know. I just try to, like, I try to be honest, but at her level, you know. I never, like, hide things, because that's not good either, you know.
They figured that out.
I know, and it's like, I was pretty sheltered as a kid, and I think later I was like, why was I so sheltered, you know?
Well, we are here with Amy Ray and her band, and the new album is called Holler, and we'd love to hear a couple more tunes, please.
All right, we're going to play a song that is just not even political. After all that, you're like relieved probably, because you guys are like one of those battleground states, you know? So we won't talk about that. This is the title track for the record, and this the last song I wrote on the record, and it's called Holler, and it's just a love song, really. Okay.